Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at February 7, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce the troll farm slash paid shill talking points on the Carlson-Putin interview. These are the most common arguments that pop up in the comments section when people criticize the upcoming interview. It's good to hear the story from both sides. In this case, the other side is a genocidal warmonger who even killed hundreds of his own people to justify a war in Chechnya. Putin can provide his perspective at The Hague. Tucker is a journalist, let him do his job. Tucker is a propagandist who is also extremely biased. In 2019, he said that we should probably take the side of Russia if we have to choose between Russia and Ukraine. What about Gonzalo Lira? Lira was not a journalist, he was a dating coach who beat up his wife, kids and disabled nephew, who violated the Article 436-2 of Ukraine's criminal code and tried to flee the country while on bail. The US is not at war with Russia. Then why does the Kremlin call it a NATO proxy war? Why aren't you talking about Biden/border crisis/corruption in Ukraine/Nazis/Hunter Biden and biolabs? Because we're talking about Tucker Carlson and you're avoiding the topic. Anyway, here's a thread on the Kremlin's main narratives. Zelensky banned opposing media. Ukraine banned Medvedchuk's, a personal friend of Putin's, TV channels that spread pro-Kremlin propaganda. He also banned Serhiy Lyubochkin's website that was even worse than Medvedchuk's channels. Also, Russia invaded Ukraine. I want to hear what is, Putin's, interests are from his own mouth. They're not a secret, you can read them from his 2021 revisionist and genocidal essay on the historical unity of Russians and Ukrainians. I've always wanted to see a Putin interview because it never happens. Putin has been interviewed many times. For example, by Larry King in 2000, Barbara Walters in 2001, his lapdog Oliver Stone in 2015-2017, Megyn Kelly and Armin Wolf in 2018, and Keir Simmons in 2021. In all of them, Putin evades the difficult questions, rewrites history to fit the Kremlin's narrative, and instead blames the West for everything. Wolf was one of the few who actually challenged him. See the interview with English captions below. Finally, there is absolutely no media freedom in Russia and their World Press Freedom Index is one of the worst in the whole world. More on how Russia treats its own journalists. Find us also on other socials. Appendix. I forgot the English captions from the Wolf interview, here they are.